Showing up in something ABW? Already been worn. Pop quiz. Brianna, will I be wearing this brand new temperature-controlled mood bracelet to the party? No, it's ABW. And if you can't show up looking good, you might as well not show up at all. I take it your ensemble is all picked out?
Seeing as it's the first Savannah party Angelica's been invited to, I'm sure she knows exactly what she's wearing.
Are you kidding? I've had my outfit under glass for 3 weeks.
Good. We're outie.
Hi, Angelica! Gotta find something to wear! My first Savannah party. Gotta be new. Gotta be perfect. And it can't be A-B-W!
Service week, please hook up with your assigned leaders at this time. And remember, ask not what your community can do for you, ask what you can do for your community.
Did you guys hear me? How'd I sound?
Let's just say you have the face for radio, but not the voice.
What's a tranquility garden anyway?
Do you know what a garden is?
Yeah.
A tranquility. Duh.
Oh, that clears it up.
The reason we are here today is to transform this woeful meadow into a garden respectful of ecology, peace, and meditation. 'Tis time for me to fetch the flora.
Are Lou and I the only ones who actually want to make a tranquility garden?
What? I'm not a plant person. I'm a people person.
Guess again.
I'm digging on this garden scene. Pun definitely intended.
Me too. Ever since I saw our whimpering planet, I'm here to save Mother Earth. Do you know it's hotter today than yesterday? I can actually feel the globe warming.
Try losing one of the sweaters.
Now, which one of you would like the honor of building the meditation hut?
I'm your man, Mizzo. I built many a birdhouse with my grandpa.
Splendid. We shall meet again after school and begin our work. Oh, tranquility, how oft I've longed for your bliss, your surrender, your absolute quiet.
No. Nowhere. Nowhere. But this is perfect. Now all I need is an outfit to go with it. Mom! I need something new for Savannah's party tomorrow night, so you have to take me to the mall now!
Sorry, sweetheart, but you have candy striper duty, remember?
Gonna have to bail on that. I've got more important stuff to do.
Angelica, it's important to do your part to help your fellow human beings. You have a responsibility.
I know! To my sparkly mermaid barrettes! They deserve the perfect top to go with!
You're going to the hospital. I'll tell you what. You finish early, you can go to the mall.
Yes!
Now put on your candy striper uniform, if you can find it. Today's duties include delivering meals.
Yeah, yeah.
Collecting bedpans.
Let's go, wrap it up.
And most importantly, interacting compassionately with patients.
Meals, compassion, bedpans. Got it.
Angelica, you're never gonna earn your stripes that way. Remind me to wear my highest kicks next time I'm standing up 4 hours straight.
Something's gotta take the focus off this dress. Besides, I won't be here 4 hours. More like two.
What's the big hurry?
I tell ya, but I don't have time.
Time stands still in a peaceful garden.
No kidding. The past 5 minutes took like an hour.
Charles, Off you go to delitter our surroundings post-haste. Why don't the rest of us take a moment to focus on nature's blissful sound?
You'll love the sunroom, Mrs. Johnson. We'll get you comfy, and we can hang as long as you want. Here we are.
Well, you know what they say about the sun and premature aging.
Sit down, you can thank me later.
It's meal time.
Finally, I'm starving.
Not you, the patients.
Jeez, are patients the only thing anybody cares about in this place?
Angelica, everything you do here, your time, duty, and love, is for the patients.
Whatever. All down here.
I am so sorry. Let me fix that. Angelica!
What?
Do you have any idea what you're doing?
Wasting Primo's shopping time because people keep asking me stupid questions?
Angelica!
One last job. Read to children.
Hey, you're a children?
Planet, I gotta read to you.
I like your shoes. They're really cool.
I know.
Once upon a time, there was an ugly duckling.
We finally got to the mall, found the perfect outfit, and ended up the prettiest swan at Savannah's ball, the end.
I knew it. You're rushing so you can find something to wear to Savannah's party.
Yeah, so you know what you're wearing?
Something in my closet. Candy stripers are supposed to spend time with people to help them get better, not worry about clothes.
The grass is blue. The grass is blue.
She's been talking the crazy talk.
Did you say crazy talk?
Actually, I said the crazy talk. Anyway, we should keep her overnight for observation.
Tell me you're not watching TV.
Not anymore!
Hold the elevator! Oh, my ankle! My nose! My body!
My, isn't that interesting? Pray tell, Thomas, what's the pool for?
Well, I know it seems whack, but I'm just going by the book of Grandpa Lou. He gave me these instructions for the ultimate meditation hut. Says he's been using one for years.
What is it now, Angelica?
My pillows need fluffing! Again. Hey, I'm a patient, remember? Everything you do, your time, duty, and some of the junk I forgot, is for me. Oh, no! I need a refill! And don't be so stingy with the ice this time.
I came as soon as I heard, Angelica. It's so tragic. You talking the crazy talk.
Huh? Oh, yeah, my brain. It's, melting.
Maybe this'll slow it down.
Get off me. It's, a rare disease.
Don't worry. I'll be with you when you have half of a brain, a quarter of a brain, an eighth of a brain, even a brainlet. What a terrible, rare disease.
Put it this way. It's the rarest disease I ever made up. I had to! I have to be out of sight until Savannah's party's over. Hello? Middle of my face? Can't miss it.
You have a cast on your nose!
Good work, Columbo. Listen to me, Harold. You have to tell everyone my brain is temporarily melting, and I must be in complete seclusion for recovery. And you can't tell anyone about my nose or I will hunt you down and...
Don't worry, silence is my middle name. Actually, it's Wayne, but your secret's safe with me. And I'll stay with you until the end of time. Or now. Be back after school. Drink plenty of food.
Her brain is melting? The day of Savannah's party? Poor Angelica. I feel so sorry for her.
Is it true? She's really talking the crazy talk?
Oh, if only there was something I could do.
Oh, there is. She's registered at the hospital gift shop.
Peace and love.
Peace and love is so played out.
There.
cheer and harmony. Peace! Cheer! Love! Harmony!
I'll settle this.
Pee here?
This is hardly my idea. Tranquility.
What do you think, Ms. O?
It looks like an
outhouse in our tranquility garden.
How in the world could you confuse a meditation hut with a latrine?
I just followed Grandpa's instructions. Uh-oh, I get it. The bathroom is where he spends his time, meditating.
Put a lid on it. Trying to watch TV here.
I told you to keep it down. Your roommate's trying to sleep!
What about my needs? I can't even hear my show because Oh Miss moans a lot.
Your dessert. Oh, and you have a visitor.
I do? Why didn't you tell me?
It's time for you to go home. Oh, it's just you. I know I said you worry too much about how you look, but girl, do you have any idea how you look? 5, 4, 3, 2.
Okay, so it looked better. It's a good thing I'm here.
You need to get over yourself and give up your bed to someone who really needs it.
Break out the violins.
Look, when I have a bad hair day, I wear a hat. I don't drop off the planet until my ends unsplit. Did it ever occur to you people might like you for who you are? Okay, but you get my point.
You do things your way, I'll do the smart, efficient way with the least amount of hassle.
So you're gonna hang out here forever?
What do you care?
Because we're friends.
So that's why you came by?
Well, that and to give you this.
Homework? Some friend. Strawberry! I want a cherry. The service around here is pathetic. So, Susie, anything else you want to tell me?
Nope. Feel better.
Poor brain-melting Angelica. Ugh.
Look, Chelsea, Savannah's so upset her mood bracelet's turning black.
What can I say? I'm devastated. Harold, why don't we have a little talk?
Why would you want to talk to me?
I'm just so concerned about Angelica. Is she feeling better?
How can I know? She's very, very secluded in seclusion.
Oh, poor Angelica in seclusion simply because she doesn't want anyone to see her feet?
Not her feet, her nose.
Oh, thanks, Harold.
For what? Did I just do?
For she's a jolly good fellow. For she's a jolly good fellow. For she's a jolly good fellow.
Poor, poor Angelica. I know. If Angelica can't come to my party, let's bring my party to Angelica.
Hey, Anna was nice enough to read to.
The clown's back!
I'm not a clown. Get over it.
Hey, you look different. Yesterday you were mean and in a hurry. Today you look mean and kind of crazy. What happened?
I broke my nose. What's it to you?
I don't know. You look like you need someone to play with.
Yeah, well, you got any cards?
Sorry. I'm Spencer.
I'm busy.
Oh, okay.
You still following me?
No.
I'm Angelica. So, what are you in for?
Kidney. I got a new one a few weeks ago.
You did? Well, what happened to the old one?
It wasn't working.
Oh, I'm sorry, but you're okay now?
Yeah, I was real sick, but now I'm getting better. I get to go home soon.
How long have you been here?
Missed a whole Little League season.
Wow, that's a long time. I
think.
Did your nose make you miss anything good?
No, not really.
I'm glad.
Hey, you still got that book? I'll read it to you, if you want.
The whole story?
The whole enchilada.
You're trying to make me look as bad as you?
I don't think that's possible.
Yeah, you're right.
Where's Angelica?
Gone. Finally.
Gone?
As in she left?
Oh.
Thank you. You see, all our efforts were not for naught.
I do not understand a word she says.
Sit ye down, children. Let's drink the tranquility. Sweet silence. We couldn't have picked a more perfect spot.
For a crazy-looking girl.
Well, you're kind of crazy for a nice-looking kid.
Thanks for reading to me, Angelica.
Anytime, Spence. Except now!
Angelica!
I know! Hide me!
Hi, Harold. Why are you standing in front of that food cart that has feet?
I'm not.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Oh, we wanted to see how you were feeling.
Your nose! And hair and dress and shoes.
Yeah. I fainted when I found out my brain was melting. Okay, how about, it's the latest look from Paris?
Paris?
She's a party clown!
Can everyone just let that one go?
Okay, here's the deal. My brain's not melting. I just didn't want anyone seeing me like this.
So you lied to us?
Yep, but that was before I found out there are a lot worse things that can happen to a kid than missing a party, or not looking good, or even a broken nose.
You're so right, Angelica. Once I used my mom's exfoliate, and it turned my complexion from tawny beige to beige bisque.
Anyway, you can all go to Savannah's party now. Make fun of me all you want.
Okay.
Actually, I don't blame her for not wanting to be seen. I wouldn't have wanted to go to the party either.
The brain melt idea was way genius.
Totally. Mind if I borrow the melt to get out of my brother's piano recital?
Sure.
Hey, we brought all this stuff for a party. We might as well have one. To get you something. Oof. Girl, that's better for everyone.
Okay, this has been cute. Now let's go to my place and have a real party.
But it's fun here.
Is that another stripe?
Fancy that.
Can I sign your nose?
Sure.
Leave room for me.
The couch is on vacation.